All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Ryan Dixon. I'm at the University of New Hampshire. And today I'm going to be talking about a project that we did a few years ago, looking at quantifying the acidic and basic effects of vegetable and herb species in peat-based substrate and in hydroponic culture. So for a bit of background, we know that plant species and the form of nitrogen applied both interact and affect root zone pH. So these are data from a project a few years ago where we grew floriculture crops, petunia, impatiens, and geranium, in peat-based substrate for about 4 weeks. We supplied them fertilizers that differed in the percentage of total nitrogen as ammonium, and we tracked pH change over time, which is on the y-axis. And so what we see is that as we increase the percentage of ammonium in the applied fertilizer, we get a drop in pH for these three crops, which is not surprising. We know that ammonium is acidic, and we would expect that drop. What we also see is that petunia consistently had the highest pH, geranium consistently had the lowest pH, and impatiens was intermediate, regardless of what fertilizer was applied. And so at the time, we were interested in trying to understand why these crops differed in their pH response. So we know that plants balance the ionic charges of nutrients as they're taken up into their roots. For example, plants, as they take up cations or positively charged nutrients, such as ammonium, potassium, or calcium, they have to balance that positive charge, and they do so by effluxing protons back into solution. Protons are acidic, pH drops. Plants, when they're taking up anions or negatively charged nutrients like nitrate, sulfate, and chloride, they have to balance that negative charge, and they do so by effluxing negatively charged hydroxyl and bicarbonate ions. These are basic. pH goes up. Equal uptake of cation and anion nutrients. There's no pH effect in that case. And then we do have to consider other sources of soil acidity, such as the conversion of ammonium to nitrate, which is nitrification, a microbial process. So our hypothesis was that plant species differ in their pH response because they differ in their preference for cation and anion nutrient uptake. So we ran a series of experiments, and we learned that floriculture crop species differ in their nutrient uptake and their effects on root zone pH. We learned that geranium takes up more cations, takes up more ammonium, and therefore decreases pH. Geranium is also sensitive to iron toxicity at low pH. On the other hand, petunia takes up greater amount of anions. It takes up less ammonium nitrogen and therefore raises pH. Petunia is also sensitive to high pH iron deficiency. However, there is limited information on how edible and hydroponic crops interact with the fertilizer and influence pH. Also, growers are growing a range of crops using the same nutrient solution, and so we're interested in understanding this observation with edible crops as well. So we ran a series of growth chamber experiments with the objectives of, one, to quantify the effects on root zone pH for 8 vegetable and herb species grown both in a soilless peat-based substrate and also in hydroponic nutrient solution. The second objective was to determine the ammonium to nitrate ratio estimated to have a neutral or zero effect on root zone pH for both soilless substrate and hydroponic culture. So the first experiment was with substrate. It was a factorial design with 2 factors, the first factor being fertilizer. We used the Hoagland's nutrient solution with 0, 20, and 40% nitrogen in the ammonium form. The rest was nitrate, and these were mixed with reagent-grade salts and deionized zero alkalinity water. The second factor was plant species, and so we tested 8 common vegetable and herb species shown in the bottom of this slide. We grew the plants in a 70-30 peat perlite substrate. pH was adjusted to 6 using hydrated dolomitic lime. This is so that we had 0 pH buffering from the lime itself. We grew plants for 33 days in a controlled environment growth chamber, and then we measured change in pH in growth during that period. We also correlated the change in substrate pH units over time with the acidity and basicity produced in the substrate using a laboratory titration procedure. And so we titrated samples of the same substrate that we used to grow plants with different amounts of hydrochloric acid and hydrated lime. we generated this polynomial equation which relates pH change with milliequivalents of acid or base produced in a liter of substrate. And then for the final data analysis, we corrected values to acid or base per unit of plant growth. We also looked at cation and anion nutrient uptake in plants supplied with 100% nitrate nitrogen. So nutrient uptake was determined from nutrient concentrations in both the dry root and shoot tissue. We didn't do this with any plant supplied ammonium because we wanted to assume that all nitrogen uptake was in the nitrate anion form. And so we used a milliequivalent basis to compare cation anion uptake with acidity basicity produced in the root zone per gram of dry mass gain or per unit of plant growth. The second experiment was a hydroponic experiment, factorial design also with two factors. Again, Hoagland's nutrient solutions, this time 0, 15, and 30% ammonium, again with reagent grade salts and zero alkalinity water, and then the same crops that we used for the substrate experiment. There are four replicates per treatment combination. Each replicate consisted of a 4.5 liter aerated container, and there are three plants per replicate. We established the plants in hydroponic culture using 100% nitrate solution and acclimated the plants to the treatment solutions for 48 hours prior to the experiment. So solution pH was maintained between 5.5 and 6.5 during the project in each container and then titrated back to a pH of 6 after 6 days using hydrochloric acid and sodium hydroxide base. Net acidity or basicity produced by the plant roots in each container was determined basically by summing the milliequivalents of acid or base added during pH correction over that 6 day period. We also looked at nutrient uptake, which was determined by the depletion of nutrients from the nutrient solution over that 6 day period. We used a milliequivalent basis to directly compare nutrient uptake with acidity, basicity produced by the plants. And then we looked at net cation and anion uptake, which was calculated as the milliequivalents of total anions taken up minus total cations taken up. So in that case, a negative value would be greater cation uptake, and a positive value would be greater anion nutrient uptake. So what we learned is that with the substrate project, species differed in their basicity when supplied 0% ammonium, which is what we would expect. And so in this graph, on the x-axis, we have plant species. On the y-axis, we have milliequivalents of acid, which is a negative value, and milliequivalents of base, a positive value in this figure, per gram of dry mass gain or plant growth. And so most plants were basic in raised pH. Arugula by far was the most basic, shown by the blue arrow. Cucumber was the only crop that was slightly acidic, but had a value not different from zero for a neutral or zero pH effect, and that's with the red arrow. When we increased the ammonium to 40% in the solution, species still differed in their acidity and basicity. However, most crops were now acidic and started to drop pH. And so in this case, lettuce was the most acidic, shown by the red arrow, and however, arugula was still basic and raised pH, shown by the blue arrow. And so I'm not showing data for the 20% ammonium solution, but the plant responses were intermediate to the 0 and the 40% responses. There was also a positive relationship between net anion uptake and basicity produced with the 0% ammonium solution. So here on the x-axis, we have milliequivalents of anions minus cations taken up per unit of plant growth. On the y-axis, we have milliequivalents of acidity or basicity produced per unit of plant growth. And so arugula is to the right and upper end of this graph, so it took up the most net anion nutrients and also was the most basic in terms of pH effect. Crops like cucumber and tomato down towards the bottom left, and so they took up fewer anions or more cations and had a less basic effect on pH. With the hydroponic project, species also differed in basicity produced with 0% ammonium. And so this is a similar graph as to before. Again, just like with substrate, arugula was the most basic. with the highest pH. And in this case, lettuce was the least basic and actually had a pH response not different from zero. When increasing ammonium to 30%, species also differed in their acidity and basicity. This time, lettuce was still the most acidic, dropping pH, and arugula still remained basic, shown by the blue arrow. So arugula tended to be basic in both substrate and hydroponic culture. Again, there is a positive relationship between net ion uptake and the acidity and basicity produced by the roots. In this case, we're looking at hydroponic solution with 15% ammonium. And so again, arugula is towards the right and upper end of this graph, so it's taking up more negatively charged anion nutrients, and it's raising pH. Crops, in this case, lettuce and cucumber, down towards the bottom left, taking up more cations in this case, and they're actually producing acid. And so this positive relationship was similar between all solution types in terms of nutrient uptake and pH response. So we also estimated the percent ammonium that would be required in the fertilizer solution to result in a stable pH using linear regression. And so independent variable in this case was percent ammonium supplied in the fertilizer solution. The dependent variable was milliequivalents of acid or base per unit of plant growth. And so we set y equal to zero, and we solved for the slope parameter. And we got in return percent ammonium that would stabilize pH, a prediction. And so we learned that arugula would require the greatest amount of ammonium for a stable pH, shown in the red box, in this case 58.4% out of total nitrogen. This is higher than the ammonium range that we tested, so we expect this prediction to be less accurate. Cucumber, on the other hand, required negative 0.8% ammonium, which was not different from zero, so essentially 100% nitrate nitrogen for a stable pH in substrate culture based on these data. We did the same for hydroponically grown plants. And so again, just like substrate, arugula had the highest predicted amount of ammonium for a stable pH, 32.4%. And in this case, lettuce required the least amount of ammonium at 5.6. And so there was a positive correlation between percent ammonium needed for a stable pH between substrate and hydroponics. So therefore, if a plant needs a lot of ammonium in substrate for a stable pH, it will also need a lot of ammonium in hydroponics. In hydroponic culture, we also saw that increasing solution ammonium decreased calcium uptake across all species. So on the x-axis, we have increasing ammonium in solution going left to right, and on the y-axis, we have uptake of calcium per unit of plant growth. And so as we get up to 30% ammonium in solution, we see a drop-off in calcium uptake. And so decreased calcium uptake does have some potential quality impacts. It promotes blossom end rot in tomato, tip burn in lettuce. Increasing ammonium also increases chance of ammonium toxicity. So there are limits to using ammonium to control pH in a hydroponic situation. So in summary, our species differed in their root zone acidity, basicity, in peat substrate and in hydroponic culture. Overall, arugula was the most basic. It required the most amount of ammonium to stabilize pH. Cucumber and lettuce tended to be more acidic, requiring more nitrate nitrogen to stabilize pH. Species with greater uptake of anion nutrients resulted in basicity. They raised pH, whereas greater cation uptake resulted in acidity, drop in pH. So there was that link between nutrient uptake and pH response. Increasing ammonium inhibited calcium uptake in hydroponics. We did not see any symptoms of calcium deficiency, but plants in these experiments were pretty young, and we're not in the fruiting stage for any of the crops, and so it's purely vegetative growth. Adjusting the ammonium to nitrate ratio may be a pH management strategy for certain crop species, probably those that require lower amounts of ammonium for a stable pH. Again, as you increase ammonium, you run the risk of calcium deficiencies and toxicity. And so using ammonium to nitrate to control pH in substrate or hydroponics might be limited for high ammonium requiring plants for stable pH, those sensitive to toxicity, and obviously plants during their fruiting stage. So I'd like to thank our collaborators and sponsors, those folks in the Floriculture Research Alliance, University of Florida, as well as USDARs, and I don't have time for questions. Thanks very much.